In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do you ever see yourself like the disciple Peter? Especially what happened today in the gospel. Do you ever see yourself like the disciple Peter? And think exactly what he thought today. And put yourself in Peter's shoes. Here, Jesus picks you, along with James and John, and leads you up onto a high mountain. And it's while you're on this high mountain that you see something you've never seen before, and something you will never, ever forget. Your Lord Jesus is transfigured. You didn't see this coming at all. And you look closely to make sure you are not imagining this, that this is actually happening. And there you see, Jesus' appearance in his body is radically changing. I mean, first, his face shines like the sun. Second, his clothes are becoming as white as light. And then, if seeing Jesus being transfigured wasn't spectacular enough, what else do you and your fellow disciples see? Two people who have been long dead suddenly appear before you. Moses, Elijah. Moses, whom the Lord gave the law to in the Old Testament. And Elijah, that great prophet, who performed many miracles and preached boldly the word of God. You witnessed the same Moses, the same Elijah, talking to Jesus. Think of how wonderful this is. You've never seen so much glory in your own life before. Here, Jesus is in his glory. You are with your friends, James and John, who also see this glory. You're with Moses and Elijah, who share in this glory. Wouldn't you think, I want to stay. This is awesome. This is the place to be. Here I can get away from everything. I can get away from all the troubles, the grief of this world. Here I can get away from life's sadness, sorrow. Here, I can get away from all the struggles, all the darkness. Because this is so wonderful, you come up with this thought, this idea. You come up with something that makes complete sense to you. You say, Lord, it's good that we're here. If you wish, I will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Do you see yourself like the disciple Peter? Wouldn't you have said exactly what Peter said? Wouldn't you have made the same suggestion? Most of us would. Wouldn't you have said the same thing? Wouldn't you have had the same thought, the same idea? But brothers and sisters in Christ, do you know what happens when Peter comes up with the idea, which he thinks is great, and the other disciples probably agreed with him? What happens to Peter? Listen to what the gospel says. Peter was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And then the voice says, "Listen to him." Peter has what he thinks is this great idea about building three tents, when he is suddenly interrupted by the voice of the Heavenly Father, who basically says to Peter, "Stop talking. Listen to my Son. Stop with your idea of building three tents. Listen to my son. Stop with your own thoughts and desires and your own scenarios. Listen to my son. Stop worrying about everything. Listen to my son. Do you see what Peter was doing? Exactly what we would have been doing. You, me. Peter was suggesting to Jesus how things should be instead of simply listening and listening to the Lord Jesus. Peter was dictating to Jesus how things ought to be instead of simply hearing the words of Jesus. Are you not Peter? Am I not Peter? How many times did the Father in heaven need to interrupt you and me saying, stop, listen to my son? How many times did the Father in heaven need to interrupt you saying, stop thinking you know what is best here, listen to my son? How many times did the Father in heaven need to interrupt you saying, stop worrying about how things will turn out, listen to my son? How many times did the Father in heaven need to interrupt you saying, stop demanding that things have to always go your way, just listen to my son? Do you see, Peter dictated to the Lord how things should be. You are Peter. I am Peter. Instead of listening, we have dictated how things ought to be to the Lord. And it's not good. Friends in Christ, who does the dictating? It's the Lord who does the dictating. And he dictates how things are to be. Not you, and not me, but the Lord. And your Lord dictates to you not to make your life miserable, not to make your life burdensome, but he dictates to you for your benefit, for your good. Why is it that Peter's idea of building three tents was not a good idea? Many of us would agree with him. But Jesus couldn't stay on that mountain. Jesus had a mission to fulfill. He had to come down from that mountain to go to Jerusalem and die on the cross. He couldn't stay on that mountain. He had a mission. He had to die on the cross for Peter and the disciples, for the world, and for you. Staying on that mountain would not have benefited anyone. Jesus dictates how things are to be. But this is not for his benefit, but it's for the world's, for yours. So be comforted. Jesus comes down from the mountain to head straight to the cross for you. Jesus comes down the mountain so that your sins may be forgiven, so they are forgiven. Even the times where you and I have been presumptuous, telling the Lord how things ought to be, bring him your faults. He invites you to bring them to him because he takes them away. Yes, he dictates how things are to be, but it's always for your benefit. And because it's for your good and because it's for your benefit, today the Heavenly Father invites you with the exact same words as he spoke to Peter regarding his son. Listen to him. Listening to him, to Jesus, is for your good. Listening to Jesus is for your good because, really, this is where your glory is. Isn't it interesting? Peter comes up with this idea of building three tents because he doesn't want the glory to end. And yet, this is exactly what Jesus is doing for Peter and the others. It's Jesus who leaves the mountain, who dies on the cross. By doing that, he wins the real eternal glory for the world, for Peter, for you. Listening to Jesus is for your good, because this is where your glory is. It's a glory that will never end. Do you realize there is glory right now for you in his word, in the scriptures? Your glory in the word is this, that you are loved by the Heavenly Father. You belong to Jesus. You are his. Nothing else matters. No matter what others say or think about you. In addition to the word, you have glory in baptism. He promises you promises that do not waver or change, and there he does not forsake you, no matter what your emotions might say. He has done the saving. It's all gift to you. You have glory in his Holy Supper, where Jesus feeds you with his body and his blood, and he pours into you more peace and love. Yes, all this glory in this fallen world, it's all hidden, but it's there for you. Listening to Jesus is for your good, because that's where your glory is. It's hidden now, but think of the future. You are promised glory fully revealed on the last day, when you will be given a new resurrected body. Glory that you won't have to leave, such as Peter and the disciples did on that mountain. You're not going to have to leave a mountain. Glory that's going to be even greater than what the disciples witnessed and experienced. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." The Son dictates how things are to be. We do not. Peter learned that today. We learn that today. The Son dictates how things are to be, but it's for your good. It's for your glory. And it's all a gift to you. Trust him. Commend all things into his hands, not your own, into his. Listen to him. It's all for your good. It really is. In the name of Jesus, amen.